This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong.
Dear listener, our message for today is titled, Faithfulness to God Excites Fury of Wicked. Our Bible verse is from Genesis chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Genesis chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and unto his offering had he no respect. Amen. The Lord gave Cain and Abel directions regarding the sacrifice they were to bring him. Abel, a keeper of sheep, obeyed the Lord's command and brought a lamb as his offering. This lamb, as it was slain, represented the Lamb of God, who was to be slain for the sins of the world. Cain brought as an offering the fruit of the ground, his own produce. He was not willing to be dependent on Abel for an offering. He would not go to him for a lamb. He thought his own works perfect, and these he presented to God. Cain talked with Abel about their sacrifices, then charged God with partiality. Abel interceded with his brother, repeating to him the very words of God's command to them both regarding the offerings he required. Cain was provoked because his younger brother should presume to teach him. He allowed envy and jealousy to fill his heart. He hated his brother because he was preferred before him. As Cain pondered over the matter, he grew still more angry. He saw his mistake in offering only his own substance before the Lord, without the fitting sacrifice of a lamb. But he determined to vindicate himself and condemn Abel. Satan worked through him, inspiring him with a desire to slay his brother. By this history, the Lord would teach everyone that his word is to be implicitly obeyed. Cain and Abel represent two classes, the wicked and the righteous, those who follow their own way and those who conscientiously keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment. Abel did not try to force Cain to obey God's word. It was Cain, inspired by Satan and filled with wrath, who used force, furious because he could not compel Abel to disobey God, and because God had accepted Abel's offering and refused his, which did not recognize the Savior, Cain killed his brother. The two parties represented by Cain and Abel will exist till the close of this earth's history. The well-doer, the obedient, does not war against the transgressor of God's holy law, but those who do not respect the law of God oppress and persecute other people. They follow their leader, who is an accuser of God and of those who are made perfect through obedience. The spirit that leads people to accuse, condemn, imprison, and put to death other people has waxed strong in our world. It is this spirit that always works in the children of disobedience. Amen. Today's message was written by Ellen G. White, and it was presented by Emmanuel Abrefumeza.
Are about to listen to a discussion on the topic fats and oils. This is the third part.
Rosemond, sometimes you see somebody eating and the salad, and the salad is just like a handful, and the meat is big, and the accompanying carbohydrates is a lot. Tell us something. What can we do to correct this?
Well, what I can say is that it is because of how we have been brought up. And so right from childhood, our palate is used to a lot of animal sources. So if you don't have that form of discipline, it will really be a lot of hard work to change that. In that, right from childhood, we take milk from animals, not their breast milk. Milk from animals, we start eating the fishes and the meat. So we are used to it.
What you said is interesting. You said we take milk from animals, not breast milk.
No, I'm just
imagining
that.
Having canned breast milk. Who will buy?
Well, some people patronize it.
Really?
Yes.
Human milk that adults will buy and eat.
No, not that. But then,
okay.
I'm talking of in terms of the infants, those who are not able to be breastfed. Mm-hmm. There are forms of milk replacement that have been used. But what I was trying to say is that after breast milk, we've gotten from our mothers, when we are growing, there's added milk, animal milk from, most of the most common source is that's from the cow. We add it to our porridges even while the child is growing. And then as their teeth come, we start giving them fish. So we are used to animal sources of protein, so much so that we can't imagine living our lives without it. That's why it is difficult. But then if you notice, those who have been trained vegetarians from birth, they have no problem about it. They grow up healthy than the rest. So it shows that we can live without it. Yes. Okay. So it is our preference that causes the problem.
So it is not that we can't get enough plant oils, but it's because more of the meat. So because that we eat more of the meat, instead of eating more of the plants. Okay, Sylvester, I wanted to say something before we go on this short break.
Okay, I think I heard something somewhere. Someone said sometimes we eat for our tongue and we don't eat for our stomach. When you look at the fats and
for our bodies.
when you look at the fats and oils that we get from animal sources, when you look at it critically, they taste very good. Okay, than the olive oil. Even when you take olive oil raw, sometimes it doesn't taste very. It doesn't taste very well. And listen to what Rosemont said. If we are trained to this plant source, fats and oils, we grow up developing that taste buds. But then once we are used to these sweets, food from animal sources, our taste buds develop to this taste from those foods. So we grow up having that desire or liking for those kinds of foods.
But I think it's all a matter of someone deciding that, no, I'm going to make a turnaround and being disciplined enough to, it's a gradual thing.
Yes.
Even though we are used to the plant source of everything, as we are growing, as we are learning that the animal source, not the plant source, as we are learning that the animal sources actually should be the last resort because they are not the best, we should try and make conscientious efforts to turn things around. Okay, good. We are talking about fats and oils. We've looked at the various types, the forms, and we've looked at the sources. So, did we talk about the uses?
No.
So, Jonathan.
Yeah, for the uses, usually we use fats in baking because they help to tenderize the things that we want to bake. It makes it easier for it to be baked. And then they can also be used as, the term here is emulsion agents. An example is the salad creams. When we use it to mix up our salads, it makes it look more appetizing and tasty. And then we also use it in frying to help us cook our meat and then our fishes. We use it to prepare our stews and all other kinds of foods that require you using oils in cooking. So basically, it's just these things that we use fats and oil for that are not inside the body, but outside the body, things that you can use it for, things you can use it to do.
I think also one of the uses is that when we're talking about the fat-soluble vitamins, we say that fat-soluble vitamins dissolve in fat. They don't dissolve in oil. So one of the importance of oil in the fats and oils in the body is that they help to carry these nutrients to the rest of the body after they are broken down for the nutrients to be absorbed. So because they provide a medium for these vitamins to dissolve in them. So once the vitamins dissolve in the fat and oil, as they move through the gastrointestinal tract, it moves along with the nutrients and then they are absorbed once
so
they get
the fat soluble
vitamins.
Okay. So let's look at the functions.
Okay, with the functions, looking at all that we've discussed, we can realize that basically the saturated fats are bad fats. So the saturated fats are related to bad health conditions. I think for the benefits, we can look at the unsaturated fats because the saturated fats, they increase the LDLs, low-density lipoproteins in the blood.
Wait. You said LDLs, then low-density lipoproteins. What are these?
Okay, basically for our listeners out there, the low density lipoproteins are the bad cholesterol. or the bad fats and oils. Yes, they are basically the bad fats and oils in the blood.
Okay, and which ones are good?
The high density lipoproteins are the good fats. That's what we get from the unsaturated fats. And we get the low density lipoproteins from the saturated fats and trans fats.
The HDL
is gotten from the
unsaturated. It's rather good.
Yes, it's good.
And the LDL
is bad fats.
Bad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, thinking of the high and then the low. Yeah, we discussed it in class, and then the lecturer explained it to us, and we really got it.
So you are here to also explain to us. Okay. So the functions of the HDL in the body.
Okay, so
let's go to Jonathan. It looks like I'm putting pressure on.
Okay, with the functions, we have the... Like we established from the beginning, they give us a good source of calories, or let me say energy. They give us 9 calories per gram. And then the fats serve as the building blocks for hormones in our body. They help to build up the hormones. The hormones are the things that help in transporting messages from the brain to other parts of the body, and then from the body to the brain. And then they also help us to grow. When you have fats in your body, it helps you to grow. And most especially for infants who are now coming up, they need good fats in their system to help them grow well.
You just listened to a discussion on the topic, fats and oils. A continuation will be brought to you later.
Or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope. Voice of
Hope. When I'm alone with you, Lord, my troubles seem disappear, and the peace that comforts me always comes when you are near. And your love's too much for my heart to contain, joy too much for my pain won't refrain. So I dance like the rain on the roof, tell my soul that my spirit's on the move. Don't know if anyone will understand. So I dance. Your love.
He's waiting and watching, watching for you.
You are welcome to the Moment of Truth with your humble servant, Amos Amponsa. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Spirit of the Lord dwell on you. May His peace have a portion in your heart as you journey through these difficulties on this earth. It is very true that we struggle not with flesh and blood, but we are struggling with Satan, the enemy, the evil one, those that we cannot see with our naked eye. They are battling with us spiritually, and sometimes their actions are manifested physically, which is very dangerous. But there is hope beyond these difficulties, and that hope is in Jesus Christ, and that hope is found in His word. I pray that the Lord will keep you and the Lord will just prepare you both spiritually and physically. The Lord will keep you and just renew you day in and day out so that you will be special and you will be wonderful. Today, I have entitled my sermon, Goliath Must Go. You know, I strongly believe that this story is familiar to you. And that story is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17. There was a great battle between the Israelites and the Philistines. That battle was very great, and it lasted for about 40 days. And the Philistines were ready to face the Israelites. But in some way, the Israelites were not all that ready, because there was one giant from Gath, that's the capital of the Philistines. He was very strong. He fought from his infancy. His name is Goliath. That strong man, that soldier, stood and insulted the God of Israel, that is Jehovah Elohim. He insulted God and insulted Saul, who was then the king of Israel. He insulted the army of Israel. Goliath was very strong. The Bible says his height was about 6 feet and a span. He was very tall. Goliath was very strong. And he was armed with wonderful armors. Goliath was very strong. And because of that, Saul was afraid to face that man. Saul was afraid to come out and face Goliath because he knows he cannot. Israel was afraid. And because of that, Saul was in his palace thinking about how they can just conquer the Philistines. And there was a man in Bethlehem called Jesse. And Jesse had his sons, some of his children, on the battlefield fighting for Israel. One day he called the youngest of his children, that is David, to go to the battlefield and give food to his brothers. David took off to the battlefield, and on his way going there, he heard this man, Goliath, standing on the mountain and shouting and insulting God. David has been trained by his father to know that, to believe that there is only one God who is supposed to be feared, to be humbled, to be worshipped, not to be insulted. But David heard that man insulting the God of Israel. What is the meaning of this? So David met the food keeper and he gave the food to that man and said, I want to meet my brother, but I want to tell you, I can fight with this man. He said, young boy, you came to give the food to your brothers. I've received it. You can go. He said, take me to Saul. I will fight this man. David was taken to Saul. He told Saul, I can fight him. Saul said, young boy, go home and extend my greetings to your father. You cannot fight this man. He has fought since his infancy. David took up unto himself to go and fight Goliath. Saul gave him the way. And when David took a distance to face Goliath, he was singing and he was citing test in his heart. He believed in the God of Israel. I said, my team is Goliath Must Go. And when David stand face to face to Goliath, Goliath started insulting him and cursing him by the God of the Philistines. But David said something that I love to read. And that is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. Listen to what David said. And I pray that promise, that message will be kept in your heart. And recite this promise anytime you are encountered with any trouble. And believe that you are not walking alone, but you are walking with a mighty fortress. Then David said, verse 45, I'm reading from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45. And David said to the Philistine, that is saying to Goliath, thou comest to me with a sword. It is true, Goliath was having a sword. and with a spear. It is true, Goliath was having a spear. And with a shield, it is true. But I, David, come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. The God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee unto my hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God, hallelujah, in Israel. That is a promise. That is a message. That is a wonderful message this young 18, 17 years old boy told that man. And according to the Bible, David was able to defeat Goliath. And he took off his head and he told Saul, like, King Saul, I want to tell you that there is a God in Israel. I believe the journey of this life is difficult. I believe God is waiting to welcome you. Stand for God. Look unto Jesus Christ. Respect his name. Bow to him, and he will be your help. God bless you.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.